Hi, and thank you so much for calling Omax Health. My name is Shani. Can I start by getting your zip code to pull up your account?
Yes, it is 87004.
Okay, thank you for that. May I have the first and last name on the account, please?
Darlene Armijo.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Armijo. Can you verify your address for me?
301 Ricardo Lane, Albuquerque. I mean, Bernalillo, New Mexico, 87004.
All right, thank you for that. Now, I'm showing you haven't placed an order with us since 2019, but your last order that you placed was for the CBD pain relief, the CryoFreeze pain relief roll-on?
Yes, actually, I did place an order on January 10th, but I put it under my brother because he liked it, so I put it under him to get shipped to him. And January 10th, it was shipped. It made its destination to Taos, New Mexico.
Let's see.
And then it was shipped back to your facilities, and I called and spoke to
someone. What's the zip code for your brother?
87571.
And what's his first and last name?
Abel Romero.
Yep, I got it here.
I had called because it apparently was shipped back due to an insufficient address. And so I told the lady I had put down the street address. So I gave her the P.O. box to ship to instead. And that's what, on January 26th, is when I spoke with someone, and they were supposed to ship it to the P.O. box. Now that I'm looking, it got shipped to the street address again, and now it's being returned back to your office.
No, I have the P.O. box here, which is P.O. box 3485. I'm showing she updated the new address. Hold on one second. Let me double check this.
Yeah.
So I'm showing the new order was created on the 27th.
Yeah, and it wasn't charged due to reship to the wrong address. So his credit card was not charged again. But they send it to 408 again because apparently it made it to Taos and now it's back on its way somewhere else.
And I'm sorry, I'm trying to double check this address on here. And again, it was P.O. Box 3485, is that correct?
That's correct, 3485 Taos, New Mexico, 87571. And she had it down there, but I don't know why it was shipped again to 408 Orchard Lane. So the same thing happened again. I don't know if Mom, I can't cancel it, but
no, I'm gonna get you squared away. For whatever reason, it was a system error to where it didn't update. We're gonna make sure we get that squared away and get you taken care of. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know how it messed up again because I know we went through the whole thing last time when I called on January 26th. And she did make sure the credit card was not going to be charged again, but for some reason, the address wasn't fixed. I don't know if just to have it come to my house.
No, I'm going to make sure everything gets updated again for you. I'm sorry about that. Take me just another couple moments, and I do apologize for about the wait.
Not a problem.
And just verify what is the email address so that way we can get a valid email on here so we can send you a confirmation when that email is sent out. I'm sorry, when the order is shipped.
On their The same one that's there, Chiquita4x.
Spell that out for me. I'm sorry. I'm not on that screen. I'm sorry.
Oh, Chiquita, number 4x, Chiquita4x at gmail.com.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. See, they don't have email or any of that, so I did this for him, and I didn't want to tell him again that it got sent back because he's going to be so angry and want to cancel.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Someone got held up at the Postal Service. Well, we're going to make sure we get this shipped out for you today.
Can you make sure it doesn't get the...
And that's what's taking me so long. Cause yes, ma'am. I want to make sure that you're not billed again and also the address is updated. All right, I do have everything updated. I double-checked it like 3 times to make sure we got everything updated on there. Once that does ship out, they will send you an email confirmation with that in there, okay? And I do apologize about that again, but we did change that out from the 408 Orchard to the P.O. Box.
Okay, I hope so, because that's what happened last time.
Yes, ma'am. And I can assure you we did go ahead. And I actually want to say I spoke with you.
Oh, then maybe it was you on January 26th.
Yeah, that was me that you spoke with when we saw that it got returned, and then I did the update for you. But,
yeah
we'll make sure we
happened.
Got you squared away. I'm not sure either as to why I didn't send it to that address, but we got the reshipment out for whatever reason. That P.O. box didn't get transferred over to her other screen, but I made sure that everything got corrected, and we're going to get that reshipment taken care of for you before the close of business today, okay?
Okay, if by any chance it messes up again, is there a way to get the money back?
Yes, ma'am. Just give us a call back, but I guarantee you we'll go ahead and make sure we get you taken care of, okay?
All right.
All right. You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling OMAX Health. You have a great afternoon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.